Come together for an electrifying concert experience celebrating the timeless music of the Fab Four. Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. Go on an extraordinary journey and relive the 60s in high definition with an unforgettable live performance full of nostalgia and good vibes. Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. A musical mystery tour that captivates and inspires all generations. Playing May 9th through the 11th only at the Miller Theater. Tickets at EnsembleArtsPhilly.org.
I'm Andre Gardner. Here's your Beatles Minute for the week of June 11th. It's been a busy week for Paul McCartney. He was spotted with Late Late Show host James Corden out and around Liverpool last week, coming out of his old house on Forthland Road, posing in front of the Beatles statue at Albert Dock, and even walking around Penny Lane. At the end of the day, he and his band played an 8-song unannounced set at Philharmonic Hall, which included a brand new Paul McCartney song. Speculation is he's about to release a new album. And the reason is he's changed the logo on his Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages to a hand drawing of what looks like a tunnel of some sort. Certainly some big news coming from Paul, and we'll keep you posted. In other news, the original papers that Paul McCartney filed in 1970 to break up the Beatles are going up on the auction block. They're expected to fetch over $100,000. And the legendary pub, The Grapes, where the Beatles spent quite a lot of time on Matthew Street in Liverpool, has closed. The owners confirmed the closing last week, but gave no reason for the closing. And that's your Beatles Minute for the week of June 11th. I'm Andre Gardner.